UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's special envoy to Ivory Coast is just back in Geneva after a five-day visit to the country. Ms. McKeskey estimates that at least 250,000 people have fled Ivory Coast since fighting began in September. She says another 600,000 people have been displaced from their homes but are still in the country. She says many of these are in areas beyond the reach of any aid agencies. The UN envoy says the situation is particularly critical in Ivory Coast's far west, along the country's border with Liberia, where medical relief groups like the International Committee of the Red Cross or Médecins Sans Frontières dare not venture.
Liberian militias are running rampant, drugged kids with guns, committing every kind of atrocity possible. These areas are no-go areas even for our traditional partners such as ICRC and MSF, who will go anywhere.
But Ms. McKeskey says the west of the country is not the only area in need. She says some 3 to 4 million people in the northern part of Ivory Coast have been without aid for months and need help.
The health situation is deteriorating rapidly. We're seeing a greater incidence of communicable diseases, particularly yellow fever, meningitis, cholera. The polio campaigns can't go on. The kids are running loose out of school. We're having delinquency problems and banditry as well.
Ms. McKeskey says restoring stability to Ivory Coast is critical for the entire West Africa region. But to do that will require money. The UN envoy says the international community has promised to provide $22 million in aid to Ivory Coast. But she says so far only a small percentage of the promised money, 10 to 15%, has been received. Dale Gavlek, VOA News, Geneva.